Okay.
Hey, this is Fred. I'm down here in Florida, and I'd love to see you boys up to Washington July 4th for the Rolling Thunder event. And if you want to have a biker event, you want to go to this one. We all meet at the wall just about July 4th. Probably 3,500 bikes at least come in there.
Turn my phone off. You know it'll go off.
You're listening to the Rob Bellis Show. What is that?
TheRobBellisShow.com.
Yeah, whatever that thing says. That's a long friggin' website,
on
mister.
On GasHouseRadio.com.
Yeah, you say that one.
On GasHouseRadio.com. And Fred's one hell of a model American.
Episode 432 of The Rob V Show. Phone lines are open, 215-716-1108. Email me, RobVRadio@gmail.com. Twitter, VLevis82. Instagram, The Rob V Show. Go rate and review the podcast. There's about 50 places you can download the podcast, anywhere you can find a podcast. Rob V Show YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to it. You hit the little bell up there so you get updates when we're live like we all now. Lots to get to on the show. Tony Pep DiBrasita is going to be on later. I got a long rant to get to. We have the snack of the night. We have what did you do? What happened on this day in history? But right to start the show, by the miracle of modern technology, going to the other side of the state, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Aston Blake is joining us. What's up, gorgeous? How are you?
Just lovely. How about yourself?
You've made my day. I had a horrible day, but having you on the show makes it that much better.
I'm doing my best, hon.
How are things? How are things in Pittsburgh? How are things over there?
Oh, it's getting cold. Yeah, you know, the snow's coming before you know it.
It's extremely depressing, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be dark.
I know. It's going to be really dark. You know, I got to admit, I was never in Pittsburgh till about 3 years ago. A bunch of my friends went to school out there. And we went out there for the Phillies Pirates game, and we know the guys over at Cheerleaders in Pittsburgh because they're from Philly, so they treat us really well. And I gotta admit, Pittsburgh impressed me. I didn't think I was gonna like the city. I'm like, it's Pittsburgh, whatever. But it's a cool town. I gotta give it respect. We had a lot of fun in Pittsburgh.
I have it's beautiful.
Yeah, I gotta admit,
weather can be a little bit disliked, but.
No,
it's a beautiful city.
Weather in Pennsylvania sucks. There's nothing. I was just in Vegas for a week, and I could take the Vegas weather over the Pittsburgh weather. But if I lived in Vegas, I'd probably die.
Yeah, it's rather. I hate it when it's humid and hot. I can do the heat.
So can I. I can't do cold, dark. People that go, I like the winter weather. You should be committed. You all should be committed if you like cold weather. There's nothing fun about it at all. There really isn't.
Only if you like to ski, I guess.
Yeah, it's
or
good.
Snowboard.
Yeah, see, this is when my podcast goes off the rails because there's nothing to do in Philly in the winter, so everyone just comes on the show and it becomes a train wreck. So it's good for the podcast, but it's bad for our drinking intake on the show.
Wasn't that quarantine?
I don't know what you're talking about. Quarantine. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Have nothing to do but stay in your house all day. Well. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly. So I do what I normally do on every week. I'm like, who do I want to have on the show? Who haven't I had on the show? I'm like, wait a second. I haven't talked to you before. I don't know you. I'm like, I'll reach out to her. And you're here. And I'm glad you're here. What's going on in your world now? Are you shooting anything? Are you just hanging out in Pittsburgh? I see you're doing Skype shows. What's going on in your world right now?
I stay very close to home because of everything that was going on.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I got my last booster shot, so I think I'll be a little bit more comfortable shooting.
Okay.
And I'm hoping to end up in Vegas in the beginning of next year and start shooting again.
Okay, that's good. So I've noticed that a lot more girls are shooting in Vegas rather than LA. Is there a specific reason for that? I've just noticed that recently.
I feel like there's a lot of opportunity there as far as content shoots, including, you know, like larger production companies.
Yeah.
And why not, you know, get it all in one shot. Go out, shoot, come back.
And a bunch of the girls live out there. I was out there for the Eagles game last week. The Eagles game sucked, but the party part was good. I did an experiment. So we had an Eagles pep rally. There's about a couple hundred people there, and I was there with a couple former Eagles, my buddy Hollis Thomas, and I'm good friends with the Lord Jensen. So, and Allure's from Philly. So we're in the VIP section of one of these bars, and I go, let's take a bet. Now, mind you, it's an Eagles pep rally. Who's going to get more pictures taken, Allure Jensen or Hollis Thomas? What do you think went, the porn star or the Philadelphia Eagle at the pep rally in Las Vegas?
I'm going to go with the porn star.
It was a dead heat. In the beginning, everybody was getting pictures of Hollis, and then towards the end of the night, people kept walking by where we were, and like, wait a second, is that Allure? And then everyone started getting pictures of Allure. But she liked it because for a while she wasn't the center of attention for once.
Right. You're like, what? Yeah, Little break. Time for a cocktail.
Exactly. Well, she wanted to come out. She just got her boobs done. She's like, Rob, it's the first time I can come out and everyone can see the girls. I'm like, okay, if you want it, you can come over. Whatever.
It's a celebration.
Exactly. I'm like, Allure, I'm not going to tell you no. I'm not going to get in your way of a good time. It's just not going to happen. You know what I mean?
I'm jealous.
Hey, listen, I know I mentioned to you briefly, but we got to get you out to Philadelphia one of these days. I try to get the girls to come out to the city as much as possible. So one of these days, we got to get you to venture across the state.
Lovely. I've been to Philly a few times.
You almost have like a Philly accent, though. It's not really a Pittsburgh accent to me. It almost sounds like it's definitely an East Coast accent, but it doesn't sound like a Pittsburgh accent.
Well, thank you.
I
just haven't. The only thing I haven't said is Southside yet, so.
You haven't said yinj yet either.
Huh?
You haven't said yinj yet either.
Not a fan.
No.
That's a little too deep. Okay. Too deep.
Okay. All right. I'll let it go. Whatever. So you said you're going to start shooting in Vegas. Do you have anything scheduled in Vegas, or you have a plan to go out there?
I'm going to wait till the new year and get that list up, and whoever's available, I'm going to stay a week and just get what done can get done. I'm not quite sure who's going to be available because I'm starting to get back into the swing of things.
I could give you a long list of people I know that are available in Las Vegas. Personally, things that I'd want to see, but I could give you a long list.
I'll take it.
That wouldn't be. I can be your agent for that time in Las Vegas.
Lovely. I'll take it. Never hurts.
I hear you. So mainly the last year, you're just doing, I guess, Skype shows, stuff like that.
Yeah, OnlyFans, Skype shows. I use Skype Private a lot for the Skype shows. I do, it's called Sex Panther, which is a texting and video platform. That's really nice. It was really helpful whenever everything kind of went south, you know, during our lovely 2020. But, you know, I made it.
That's good. Well, you know, it's funny. During that whole pandemic, I had girls calling me, asking me for ideas for their OnlyFans. I'm like, you're really calling me for ideas? I'm like, you're running out of ideas? And of course, and I've seen your other interviews, you've used the word vanilla. The girls, the ideas I gave the girls, they told me it's too vanilla. I'm too vanilla for them. I can't.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm normal. When the girls call me, I'm like, listen, all I need you is in a sexy outfit. That's all I need. I don't need anything that crazy. I'm like, Rob, well, that's vanilla. I'm like, well, you called me. All the girls in the business call me vanilla.
What do you want to have our dildos on display?
Well, they're just like, Rob, come up with something crazy. I'm like, look, I'm vanilla. Like, you know, what are you going to do? Here's the thing. So vanilla, you know, I know that term. Here's the new term I learned out in Vegas. So I know all of you guys call people that aren't in the business civilians. I've heard that term before. We're at Caesars with my friend Kiki Dare and my buddy Hollis Thomas from the Eagles. She used the word civvy. Now, I know that's shorts for civilian. I just thought civvy was the coolest. I'm using it all the time now. Civvy's in my vernacular the last 2 weeks now. I think it's a great term.
I like it. It's funny. I don't really have any terms for other than vanilla. I do live in Pittsburgh, so obviously it's not the porn capital of the world. Yeah. The funny things that happen to me are, what did you do today and what did I do today?
Exactly.
Your job description and my job description are completely different.
I'll give you a quick story about something along those lines. So this is years ago when I first started the podcast. And the first girl I became friends with in the business with Nick was Nikki Hunter. So I'm out with a bunch of my friends. We're at the bar and I have my phone on the bar. And I texted Nikki about something. I don't remember what it was. And my phone goes off and my friends look at the phone. And they go, who the fuck are you hanging out with? And the text said, Rob, I'll call you back. I'm in the middle of a gangbang.
I'm talking about, like, you're sitting in the grocery store parking lot finishing up the most nasty conversation on the phone, and you just pull yourself together and walk out and be like, What did you do today?
Exactly. Well, it gets to the point now where my apartment is, I have a pizza shop below me. And all the guys at the pizzeria, they know the nights I'm doing the show. So they will wait outside of the pizzeria to see who's going to show up in my apartment. Because they're like, everyone's like, we don't know who's going to show up at Rob's, but we know it's going to be good. So I have like a gallery waiting outside for people to come into the apartment. It's always, now tonight, no, because you're on Skype. But next week, they know people are coming in. So they'll be like tailgating outside waiting to see who's going to come over.
You're making happiness. Look at it that way. You're a giving kind of person.
Listen,
it's a rough life they lead.
I think I'm too giving at times. But, you know, if I can make other people happy, that's what I'll do. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So you're doing the Skype shows. You're doing the OnlyFans. You're doing Sex Panther. You're doing Twitter. You're doing Instagram. Oh, here's what I wanted to ask you. So this came up because, again, one of my friends called me, Gigi, who's in the business. Do you get annoyed, or I don't know if it happens with you, if you schedule a shoot with girls, and are they punctual, or do they not show up? Because I had this conversation with Gigi. She's like, Rob, how do you do your radio show when girls don't show up? I'm like, it's par for the course, Gigi. And Gigi goes, I think part of the being successful in the business is just making sure you're responsible and you're where you need to be all the time. Do you have that problem at all where people don't show up?
Yes. Okay. Yes. There were a few times when I was, you know, out in Los Angeles and Vegas where you're ready to go. I mean, I've taken all this time to be where I should be and then poof.
Go on.
That's why I don't really Skype much with other people, because first of all, you're going to come in to trust you to be in be legitimate. Second of all, are you ready?
Yeah.
I always ask that question. If I'm going to take the time to shave my coochie and put my makeup on, I would expect the most from you. And that goes for men, too. Your balls must be shaved.
I'm completely shaved.
That's a good thing.
I don't like hair.
Everyone appreciates that, but I even appreciate it more because, you know, I don't want to be flossing.
Well, note to self, if I ever hang out with you, she'll be happy about that. So I'll put that in my notes down here. That's always a positive. I love it. Oh, I got a dilemma I got to ask you, because I'm going to go a rant on this later in the show. So you tell me if I'm wrong here. So if a girl, or in your case, a guy, whatever, it doesn't matter. If you call or text someone, don't you think you should get a text or a phone call back at least within an hour? Like, isn't that courtesy to do that?
I think it's a possibility, but I have to defend myself, because obviously if a half an hour, 45-minute, hour Skype show.
Okay. And,
yeah.
Okay. All right. 3 hours. You know, in a what's the word I'm looking for? In a timely fashion, get back to someone. That's all I'm asking.
I would think so. Yes. And I guess it depends on the individual's level of closeness as friends.
Okay.
You know, we gauge that.
Okay.
You know,
I have to ask this question because this is for my own. This is my own selfish needs. Any girls in the business that you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
I always love Kendra Less.
Okay. I'm a big fan of her husband hates me, but I'm a big fan of Kendra.
Oh, I'd hate to ask what you did.
I'll tell you what I did. It's very simple. So there's a club near me that my buddy owns, Double Visions in Horsham, right outside Philly. And this is whenever the last time she featured there, 3 years ago, whenever it was. And I said, hey, Kendra, I'm going to swing by the club. Come see my buddy. Come say hello to you, because she's been on the show before. And I go to see her, and I didn't know her husband was like her bodyguard. I had no idea. And he was a Detroit cop. But I didn't know what he looked like. So I go over to say hello to her. And he just like, "You no, you don't know her. Like, get away, whatever." So I'm not going to cause a scene at my buddy's club. So I walk away. But when I turn around to leave, she yells my name and jumps in my arms and gives me a hug. And her husband goes, "Oh, I guess you really do know her." From that point on, she won't talk to me.
Oh, I don't know if that's the case.
That's the only reason she wouldn't talk to me. That was the only thing I can come up with.
He was just doing that. Because that was his job.
Oh, no, you know? I'm sure it was. But I think he was pissed off that I was serious that I actually knew her. Because then, since then, I haven't talked to her since that time at Double Visions.
I don't know. I don't think so. But you can think what you want to think.
Listen, I know when I piss somebody off, like I know Lisa Ann hates me because I paged her in an airport a long time ago, which is still a fantastic bit. So I know she hates me for that. But it bugs me when I don't know. At least I want to know the reason why somebody hates me. I always want to know the why.
I don't care.
Okay. I like you already. I like you already.
How about, I don't care.
Okay.
It is what it is, and it'll be what it is.
So Kendra Lust, anybody else that pops in your head?
I've been talking to Ava Devine a little bit. We're going back and forth. I'm probably going to shoot with her at some point, but we have to kind of balancing act with our, you know, travel and time.
I tried to stalk her in Las Vegas because I don't know her, so that didn't work. See, my ace in the hole when I don't know someone in the business is I'm very good friends with Brandy Love. So I'm like, Brandy, I need to talk to this person, this person, and this person. She's usually about 80% with getting a hold of them for me. But she didn't know Ava, so I couldn't get her on the phone.
Yeah, I love her. She's a sweetheart.
She's awesome. I love Brandy. So listen, I am glad you got to come. You're here. I'm thrilled. It's making my day a million times better. I know who you want to shoot with, which is good. I'm going through my notes here because I made sure I wanted to be a broadcast journalist when I had you on the show. I know what I wanted to ask you. I don't get it. The AVN Awards, why even have it virtually? What is the point of having a digital or virtual AVN Awards? No one's making any money. Who the hell is going to tune in to watch it?
I don't have any answer for that.
Okay. I just don't even know. I tried to find what it was last year, and I don't even know what it was. If they just stream people winning awards, I mean, the part about the
AVN Awards. I would assume so.
Yeah. The part about the AVN Awards is partying there.
Like that.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up because when I was in Vegas, the Uber driver told me, I don't know how the AVNs came up, but he's like, oh, they're virtual. I'm like, again? I figure they're losing a lot of money doing that.
They're holding on to it. Hopefully they'll get to be back to a live situation soon. I mean, I haven't gone to any of the Exoticas because I really don't know what the turnout's going to be like. And to spend all that money to travel and then stay there and really not do much of anything doesn't make sense to me.
No, you're right. The one in New Jersey is always packed. I just don't like where it is. It's in a shitty part of New Jersey.
Yeah, I've been there before.
It's just not like the only reason I've won is because it's literally I can be there in 50 minutes. But other than that, it's like, eh. They don't even serve alcohol at that one.
What is wrong with these people?
Tell me about it. It's bullshit is what it is.
I know there's a new one in D.C.
Oh, is there? Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And that's an easy drive for me. I would probably consider it not this year, but next year.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and listen, if you've been to the AVNs, Exotica's kind of pointless to go to. Unless, actually, like if you go and you're getting paid, like if you're doing an appearance, then I get it. But it's kind of like the knockoff of the AVN Awards.
That's a local, like you said, it's 50 minutes for you. If it's easy to get to, why not? Any exposure.
That's a good thing. My mentor, Howard Eskin, here in Philadelphia, told me, Rob, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So any publicity you can get is a positive thing. Doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
I agree completely.
So on your Skype sessions, this is another one I have to ask. What's the craziest thing people ask for? I know the ball kicking is a big thing or just that kind. But what's all the girls I know that are strippers, that's like a huge thing. They make a lot of money when they're dancing. But what's like the most outlandish thing you get requested for the most?
I don't know at this point if anything is outlandish
like
right now.
Yeah.
But my age, I get stepmom a lot. Mm-hmm. Let's role play. Mm-hmm. You know, outlandish. Let's get mommy pregnant.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just a thing. They're just different fetishes.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I get. And I get a lot of BBC.
Okay.
You know, oh, yeah. That big black.
I know. Well, since we're on fetishes, I got to ask you this question. So people have been bugging me, and we're coming out with Rob V Show leggings, which everyone knows is my fetish, and we're making a couple custom ones. Do you wear leggings? Are you a leggings fan when you're in the gym?
Absolutely.
All right.
Who wants to wear underwear? Let's be free.
Exactly.
Let's be about that.
All right, so we're getting the custom leggings made. You will go on the list. I will make sure I mail you a pair out with your name on them. So that's on the list.
Is it going to be across my ass cheeks or what?
No. Well, this was Allure's idea. It's just going to say the Rob V Show down your thigh, and then it's going to have your name on the hip, and then all the leggings are going to be numbered because only a certain amount of girls are getting them.
Oh, sweet deal. I love it.
So I will send those out to you as soon as they're done. Ruggs, I know you're listening. You're supposed to put that order in, so make sure that shit's done by Friday because there's a lot of people that are wanting this shit. Where can people find you? Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff.
Well, my Twitter is Sexy Ashton Blake. I have an Instagram, which I had to change because someone reported me for nothing. It's The Real Ashton Blake 2019. Every time it gets bumped out, I just add the year so I know that this is the one I'm supposed to go to.
I got you.
I do My Skype is AshtonBlake.xxx. And then my OnlyFans, which is OnlyFans, the real Ashton Blake. And obviously, it's a free trial if you want to come in and try it out.
Now, I have noticed a lot of the girls that I know, their Instagrams have gotten kicked off. And then you got to start another one. That's got to be a pain in the ass all the time. Because I post stuff. I don't get kicked out. And I post a lot of bad shit.
I'm waiting because I posted a picture from Halloween and my nipple piercings were sticking out. And I'm like waiting for somebody. And no. That's how I feel it is. It's really not that bad.
No. So you mentioned you've been to Philly before. What have you come out for? Like hangout, work, or what have you
shoot,
been to Philadelphia
to
for?
To shoot, yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
Or into New Jersey, yeah.
Who did you shoot with in Philly, or what for, if I'm allowed to ask?
Actually, I just get in there. I usually get a few fans that want to shoot with me, and I'll just do some blank, just basic content for my OnlyFans to have a little, you know, zhuzh.
Okay, all right.
But it's different.
Listen, I know my friend Gigi Dior. You can look her up on Instagram. She's in Jersey. She's looking to shoot for new girl with different girls. And, of course, I'm trying to help Gigi out. So, listen, any excuse to get you to Philadelphia and get you live on the podcast, I'm definitely going to do it because I want to get you out to Philly.
I like it. I'm up for it.
So we have to work on this. I am glad you took the time to come on. You're awesome. Don't be a stranger. Hopefully you won't get a restraining order against me. If you talk to Lisa Ann, none of it's true. And listen, I appreciate you taking the time and hopefully we'll have you back on. Hopefully we can get you out to Philadelphia sooner rather than later.
Lovely.
Ashton, thank you so much for taking the time and, we will catch you down the road, as they say.
Have a good night.
Thank you, gorgeous. I'll see you. Bye. There's Ashton Blake calling in, which was great to hear from her. Any minute, I think Tony Pep DiBrasita is going to come on in a couple minutes. But before I do any of that, what I want to do now is real quick, as I try to fix everything here. There we go. That's better. We have to go what happened on this day. That's the next thing we have to get to on the program. Of course, I don't have the right music queued up for it, as I want to find it, because we have a lot to get to on the program. Oh, this is bullshit. Where the hell are you? No, that's not it. There it is. Hell, there's nothing. So, what happened on this day? Here we go. 1900. Jack the Ripper kills his last victim. Did they ever find Jack the Ripper? I don't think they did. But that happened in 1900. Oh, no. Sorry. Not 1900. I'm all screwed up here. Let's go. Let's rewind. Let's try this again. 1868, Ulysses S. Grant wins the presidential election. 1888, Jack the Ripper kills his first victim. 1900, first National Automobile Show opens at Madison Square Garden in New York City. 1916, first class mail goes to 3 cents. 1953, the sacrifice fly is reactivated in baseball. I guess in 1939, they got rid of it. I don't know why that happened. I should have looked into that. 1956, The Wizard of Oz first televised on CBS. 1973, Good Morning America premieres on ABC. 1979, 63 Americans taken hostage at the U.S. Embassy in Iran. So that starts the Iran hostage situation. 1988, talk show host Geraldo Rivera nose is broken by Roy Ennis brawls with a skinhead during a TV taping. That's famous. You see it in all the talk shows, or if they do This Is Your Life or Geraldo, you see the brawl that breaks out. It's like a highlight reel. They always play all the time. 1989, Minnesota Timberwolves first NBA game loss. Well, first NBA game, and they lose to Seattle, 106-94. 1992, Bill Clinton is elected president. There's what happened on this day. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we're going to have Tony Pep DiBrasita. We're going to have the snack of the night. And we're going to have my rant that I have to get to about people not texting and calling people back. So we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be back with more of The Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com right after this. Show on GasFRadio.com. Octane is going to play Gasoline, and I'm excited to hear it. Take it away, guys. We'll be right back.
kiss you goodnight. And kiss you goodbye. But I never realized that it'd be forever. Oh no, no. Living in shame. Never knew it's you to blame. I wish I were alive to kiss you goodnight. Cause now, baby, all in your dreams makes you wish the dream. With a pedal to the metal and gasoline, we'll ride. And I never realized millions of miles between us. There's a mile for every lie. So there's one for every lie that's deceived us. And it seems so surreal, you can't heal what you feel. The more that you tried was the further you died. How I wish I were alive just to kiss you goodnight again. Close now, be all in your dreams and makes you wish the truth. With a pedal to the metal and gasoline, right up on the sky. You see, rule the ocean tides with a pedal to the metal and gasoline. We'll ride.
Kicked ass. That was ridiculous.
Change my underwear, I'm just saying.
That was.
Hey, this is Jeff Margera from CKY, and you're listening to the Rob V Show.
Episode 432 of the Rob V Show. Are back as I try to turn my volume up. That's a little bit better. Good Lord. Anyway, back on the program. Tony Pep DiBersita is going to be joining us shortly. Pep says he has a lot to talk about. We haven't had Pep on in quite some time, so I'm sure he will have a lot to share with us as I make sure I bring the camera. I apologize for the way the webcam looks tonight. I broke my goddamn, tripod, whatever, for the camera. So there's a new one coming from Amazon tomorrow, so I had to rig it a different way. So that's why it's not as good as it normally looks. But anyway, I have a lot to, I want to rant about women and men not texting people back. We have the snack of the night to get to. As you can see, I have a glass of milk. You may, and you'll see what the snack of the night is once I get done with Tony Pep DiBersita. He's going to call in. Pep's like, Pep calls me. He's like, Rob, my voice needs to be heard. I'm like, okay, Pep. Well, then you can call in, and we'll have you on the program. I mean, that's simple. And I couldn't remember the. I think the last time Pep may have been on, is when we had the legendary show with Coach Lou Lombardo. And Lou just went through his whole baseball career. And we talked about the Perky League and him in college and yada, yada, yada. So I think that's the last time Pep was on the show, if to my knowledge. So, but listen, we're waiting on you, Pep. I told Pep to call in. He has not called in yet. Of course, he's texting me now. Of course. I give him the studio line to call in. I'm going to rip his ass for that one because he's cutting into my time now. I forgot the phone number. I gave you the phone number 40 minutes ago, and you can't remember the phone number. Really? Really, Pep? I mean, come on. Jesus Christ. You're killing me here. You're killing me. Come on, Pep. Call the hell in. Good God. So anyway, here we go. Now we're going to get to him. Making his triumphant return to the program, the only one and only Tony Pep DiPersito. What's up, Pep?
Hey, Rob. I dialed the wrong number again before I called in.
Yeah, I could see that. What's going on?
Yeah.
How are you?
I know you
said you have a lot to talk about.
I'm having a wonderful day today. For the first time in one solid year, I woke up and I wasn't angry.
Really? Why is that?
Because there was losing liberal Democrats sitting there crying. And they're crying. I love it. That and Jen Psaki has COVID. It's like Christmas.
Oh, man. I might get kicked off the air for that. Now you're saying that the press secretary has COVID and you're happy about that. They might kick me off the air.
I hope she gets COVID twice. I can't stand her. That peppermint patty looking idiot.
Tell me how you really feel.
So I woke up this morning. I was just so happy. I wasn't angry. I didn't have any chest pains and nothing. I was happy. It was great. Now, New Jersey, they found 1,200 votes to knock out Cittarelli, but that's okay.
Well,
you know, we have to let them cheat. We have to let them cheat a little bit to be happy.
It happens.
You know? Yeah. But it was great. And also, the last couple of months, I've been the unofficial campaign manager for the mayor of Catasauqua in Allentown.
Oh, yeah?
And, yes, I helped destroy that candidate, that liberal candidate. So
What the hell did you do?
I'm like, he would go on Facebook and, you know, trash the candidate who was a grandmother and a senior citizen, and I would call him out on his bullshit. I was doing it for basically months and hounded him. And, you know, up to yesterday, we fought with him, and she crushed him. She kicked some millennial ass.
Oh, yeah?
It was great. It's a beautiful day today. Beautiful.
Well, I'm glad you're in a good mood.
Yeah. So there's actually, at this time, they're still bitching and moaning about losing.
That's all they'll do.
They never stop.
No.
If they lose, they never stop. You know, so
they just keep pitching.
So hopefully the more good days are to come, and we get all these crumbs out of here and get back to the normal life.
You said it.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
Nothing. We just had Aston Blake Skype in from Pittsburgh. We had her on, so it was good. It brightened my day up to see her on the screen. So I was happy.
Nice.
I got
okay.
In honor of the great late Big Daddy Graham, I've added his two segments on the show, so I always do what happened on this day, which I already did. Interesting enough, on what happened on this day, I never knew this. I'm going to give you the date now. I got to find it. 1953, the sacrifice fly was reactivated in baseball. They got rid of it in 1939. I did not know that. I learned something today.
No, I didn't know that either.
No, and you're a baseball encyclopedia.
It was just an out for 14 years?
It doesn't say that, but that's what I'm going to assume.
Well, that's like when the walks were considered hits early in the 20th century and the late 19th century. They were all hits. Ty Cobb probably only had like 2,000 hits.
That's crazy.
Instead of 4,000 and something. Yeah. So, you never know what happened back then.
Yeah. And then after I get off the phone with you, the other segment we're going to have in the honor of the great Big Daddy Graham from here on out, I bring back his snack of the night, which he made famous. So I won't reveal what the snack of the night is, but I think you'll be a fan of it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never know what happened back then in those days with the baseball and all that. But you know, it's like Columbus. Did he really kill the Indians? We don't know.
We really don't know. But we know it's an
Italian. We really don't know.
It's an Italian holiday.
It's an Italian holiday, and they're prejudiced against it.
And the statue's still covered up, even though they won the court case.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Oh, that thing will be coming. That'll be coming off soon. Right. And last night, as Krasner was accepting his speech yesterday, another poor person got shot while he was fixing his car last night.
Are you surprised?
No, not surprised. We're getting close to 500, though.
I know a lot of people that I would have never thought would have moved out of Philadelphia, and they've moved out.
Well, yeah. If you can't afford a Kevlar vest, then you might as well move out of the city.
I mean, we're lucky. We have that suburb buffer zone, so me and you are safe.
Yeah, we're safe. You know, we're safe.
You go 20 minutes the wrong direction, you're taking your own life in your hands.
Yeah, if you get lost, anything could happen.
You get lost, forget it.
That's it. Yeah, you get lost, forget it.
Yeah, it's
so. So that's what's going on. So hopefully, this carries over into May, and we have more good news in May. So
it's going to be a long winter, Pep. That's why I plan to really rev up the podcast since the winter's so depressing around here. So I plan to have a lot more people in the studio here, and it's going to be a real train wreck.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
it could be like Playboy After Dark in Rob's room.
Pretty much. Well, what somebody said to me in Las Vegas, when you watch the feed, that said it looks like you're in your parents' basement with strippers there. I'm like, oh, that's a good title for the show. Yeah, watch the Rob Visha. Looks like he's in his parents' basement with strippers. I'll take that. Or I think people around the league call me Porn Rob, whatever they want to call me. I really don't care.
It's a family show.
It is. It is. Sometimes it is a family show. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, the Manson family.
Exactly.
Yeah. The next month you should have the Christmas show.
Well, that's the Festivus show.
Yeah.
The Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I felt like today. I sent you a couple pictures. I felt like a phoenix.
Rising from the ashes, just like Frank Costanza.
That's right.
You know, but
this is great.
I'm glad you're in a
good
mood.
This is great. I feel so good, it makes me think about exercising.
You haven't exercised at all since the season ended?
No, I didn't even do it during the season. What are you talking about?
Okay. I thought maybe you were trying to turn over a new leaf.
We might actually get exercise on Sunday, though. We're doing demo, remember?
Yeah. Newer Gwen's getting redone, so we'll be there doing some demo. It's going to be called Hostelli Stadium, so that'll be... I'm not going to like getting up that early, but I'll be there.
Got to wear the safety goggles.
Yeah, safety goggles. That's what you got to wear. Sometimes you need safety goggles on the show.
Yeah. Well, certain people might, but we can't talk about that right now.
No,
but
we can't talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, there's Kamala on TV right now.
Oh, Kamala?
Yeah, on Friday she said that whatever happens in Virginia will be the bellwether for 2022 and 2024. Let me tell you something. I wish I was sitting next to her in a casino. Because everything she touches, it turns into mush.
Well, why would you want to be next to her? Then you'd lose.
No, because if she picked a certain team, then we would pick the other team.
That's a good point.
She's a mush.
I didn't think about that. That's a good point.
How this person is the vice president of our country is sickening.
I hear you. She's useless. She's completely useless.
Mike Pence was always doing something. Always traveling, always doing something. And she just hides.
She's not doing...
Nobody knows what she does.
She's not doing jack shit.
No.
At all.
No. And the other guy can't even stay awake, representing our country in Europe.
No. I posted that video the other day of him sleeping. I'm like, you can't fake that. He was definitely sleeping.
Oh, he was out.
Yeah.
He was definitely sleeping.
Listen, we just have to grin and bear it for the next 3 years. That's all we can do.
That's if he makes it.
I know.
Yeah, that's if he makes it.
What are you going to
do? Just think about it. At the end of the decade, no Nancy, no Schumer. Nancy Ligosi will be gone.
We got to have a
Schumer.
When she finally is not the speaker anymore, they got to have a sing on the floor, ding dong, the witch is dead.
I like to kick her right in her ass.
God. The views expressed by the callers on the Rob V Show aren't necessarily the same views expressed by Rob Valivas.
It's the expressed views of probably millions of Americans, pal.
Let's be honest here. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm waiting for Tucker to come on.
Good old Tucker Carlson. Big fan.
8 o'clock. Yeah, 8 o'clock. I'm waiting for Tucker to come on.
So, but I'm glad you're in a good mood.
Finally, yeah. For a change. So, all right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We got a meeting tomorrow, so I'll talk to you then.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be sitting in the same chair when we get to talk Perkiomen Valley Twilight business tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm the only person that does Zoom meetings, and you can't see me on the screen.
Yeah, well, I just do it because I piss everybody off with the calendar models in the back.
Yeah. So, All right.
I'll see you.
All right. Have fun. See you.
Bye. There you go. Tony Pep DiBrasita checking in. It's always good to hear from Pep.
When you're smiling, and the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing, when the sun comes shining through. When you're crying, you bring on the rain.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
When you're smiling,
keep on smiling, and the world.
Everybody, how you doing? Well, that's good. Big Daddy Grahamin here with you on the remaining couple hours of a sensational Sunday. There's no other way of putting it, a sensational Sunday.
And when you hear Big Daddy's voice, what that means is it is time for the snack of the night. And I think Big Daddy would appreciate this snack of the night because I'm a fan of it, and it's great. So the snack of the night tonight, we're going with Tasty Cakes, the old candy cake. Now, I wanted to go with the chocolate cupcake. They didn't have any. They had every cupcake, no chocolate cupcake, so I was upset. So I had to go with the old standby, haven't had them in a long time. Tasty Cake, staple here in Philadelphia. Goes back to 1914, Tasty Cakes. And you just can't. Normally, desserts you buy pre-boxed at the store aren't good. But Tasty Cakes, it just goes together like butter and bread. It's that good. You got the peanut butter, the chocolate, the sponge cake that's in there. It's so good. You gotta have milk. Milk's important to have. And With the candy cakes, they only give you two. It should be four. I could eat this whole box. I really shouldn't even be eating this because I have to make dinner. But it's part of the show. Got to have the snack of the night. It's so good. It really is. You can't go wrong with a tasty cake. I know Big Daddy would approve of pulling out the tasty cake for the snack of the night. So, listen, if you haven't had any Tasty Cakes in a while, go grab them. They're fantastic. I love them. And that's the snack of the night, the Tasty Cake Candy Cake.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
When you're smiling, and the whole world smiles with you. And when you're laughing, when the sun comes shining through. When you're crying, you bring on the rain.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Couple things I want to get to. I got to do an update on the Rob V Show leggings, as I told Ashton. Anyway, as I told her, I talked to Ruggs twice this week. He knows we got to order them. He knows what I'm looking for. Ruggs, get on your shit. Make sure that's ordered Friday, please, because we got to get those out to the ladies. And now here's my rant, okay? Because last night I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to talk about? I'm jotting notes down or whatever. This I had to talk about because it pissed me off. This goes out to women and men. The first one, this is has to do with men. So, buddy of mine, and I'm not going to say his name, has been dating a girl for maybe a year, maybe, I guess so, about that, which he never told me about. Now, I knew about this when it first started, but for some reason, he kept the secret from me. I digress, right? This guy won't call me back. He won't text, nothing. He was supposed to come to Vegas. He didn't come to Vegas. He doesn't come out anymore. Like, I don't get it. Like, if you're dating a girl or you're married and you don't call your friends back, you're an asshole. That's just, you're an asshole. I got to be honest with you. I got to call you out on your bullshit. And you know exactly who I'm talking about. I got to put that out there right now. So it's two things. Either A, this person was never really my friend. Or option B, that this woman has you so wrapped around her finger that you can't do jack shit without checking in with her. It's one of those two. There's no gray area there. There just isn't. Okay? And here's the thing, okay? Not today, not tomorrow, not 6 months, not in a year. She's going to break up with you. You're not going to break up with her. You're not going to get married. And what's going to happen is you're going to call me to hang out. Why do I know this? 90% of my friends, not all my friends, but a vast majority of them, when they get married, when they get in a serious relationship, they completely drop off the face of the earth. No hanging out, no phone calls, no nothing. Then magically, when the marriage ends or the relationship ends, then Rob's okay to call. Let's hang out. Let's do this. Let's do that. I'm good when the girl's not around. That shit's got to stop. Like, if you're doing this, people, this is a public service announcement. If you're in a relationship of any kind and you neglect your friends or you don't call them, you're an asshole and you need to stop doing it. Okay? Just stop doing it. The next thing, you know, I rip men. I got to whip women. Okay? And I referred to this with Ashton when she was on the show. Girls, if you give a guy your phone number and, you know, you call and you say you're going to call him, you say you're going to text him, do it in a timely fashion, right? Like, if I text you, do it within a couple hours, not like 3 days later. That's really annoying. Here's the other thing. If you're not interested in the guy, right, I would rather have you call me. Heaven forbid a girl calls you because all they do is text now. Call me and just say, Rob, I'm really not that interested. Now, I would be pissed off at you. But I would respect you if you just told me you weren't interested. Ladies, it's just a common courtesy. If you're going to call, if you're going to get back to someone, do it in a speedy manner. Here's the other thing that pisses me off. If you text someone and you know they're on their phone because they post something on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and they don't get back to you, you not texting me back is like a big fuck you. That's what it is. This shit needs to stop. It annoys the hell out of me. I don't think I've ever really specifically talked about it on the show, but when I was going through what to talk about on the show, I'm like, this needs to be on the program tonight. This is how annoying this is to me. I need to talk about this. I need to get it out there and just stop doing it. All right. For the greater good and to make me feel better, just do a better job of getting back to me. That's it. That's all I'm asking. Oh, and I forgot to mention episode 431, which no one's ever going to hear. I had a girl scheduled to come in. She comes in. She's late. She sits down. We probably start the show about 7:15. We get to about 7:35. She informs me she's got to leave at 8 o'clock. So you get here at 7:20, 7:15. We do the show for a little bit. Then you tell me you got to leave. So I wrap the show up as quick as I could. I'm like, yeah, I'm never airing that show. That was a shit show. Like, I'm not doing it. So this is episode 432. No one's going to hear a 431. It's not like the one with Shay where we did a whole show I just didn't like. I never posted it. This one was just, it was just not entertaining. It did not go the way that I wanted. So 431 never happened. We're now at 432. I had to get that off my chest. What did I learn today? I learned Pep is still fired up. I learned when political things go Pep's way, he's in a good mood. I've learned that Ashton is awesome to have on the show. Hopefully we can get her here to Philly. And we probably should get her to shoot with Gigi. I'm gonna have to make this happen. I'm gonna have to work on that. Those are the two things that I learned on the program. So that'll do it for the 432nd edition of the Rob V Show. And in the words of my brother, Assistant Chief Zach Valivas of the world-famous Fort Washington Fire Company, two wrongs don't make a right. They make it even. Big Daddy Graham, take us out.
Here it comes. I'm coming to get you. Yeah!
you out with all their crime.
Except he's going down on strike again.
There's a crash on 95.
There's a fire down in Kensington.
Geez, that's a real surprise.
And the weather says it's gonna snow.
God, they hope so, weather sells.
Even if it's just a quarter inch,
they'll make it sound like blizzard hell.
We cover all the breaking news
with morons waving in the back.
Hi, Mom.
Even if you're on your honeymoon,
they're gonna send the action cam.
Big story. The big story. The big story.
Hey! There's that action news fan!
Mommy, Daddy, there's a geeky-looking guy on our doorstep!
Oh my God! It's Don Colley!
That's the big story.
I want a monocle now, past swimsuit calendar. Ow!